Thank you for standing by. This is the conference operator. Welcome to the SMU Third Quarter 2021 conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode and the conference is being recorded. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To join the question queue, you may press star, then one on your telephone keypad. Should you need assistance during the conference call, you may signal an operator by pressing star and zero. I would now like to turn the conference over to Carolyn McKenzie, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. I'm here with our CFO, Arturo Silva. We're going to briefly go over a few slides summarizing our third quarter results, and then Arturo will be happy to take any questions that you have at the end of the call. And, of course, please feel free to contact me afterward if you have any additional questions. If anyone is using the webcast to follow the slides, the presentation is available on our website, www.smu.cl, in the financial information section. I sent out the link to the distribution list this morning, and an audio recording of this call will be available on our website later today. Also, please note that we may be making forward-looking statements today, so as always, please remember to take a look at the caution regarding forward-looking statements on slide number 2 of our presentation. So we'll start today's presentation with some recent highlights from the quarter. As part of our omnichannel growth initiatives in August, we launched Super 10, a new soft discount format that targets final customers across socioeconomic segments. These stores offer an optimized assortment of fresh products, dry goods, and personal hygiene products, allowing customers to make a complete purchase and with an operating model focused on efficiency and productivity, so reducing costs in order to offer attractive prices. We currently have 4 Super 10 stores in operation. On slide 4, we have further progress in our omnichannel growth initiatives. On September 30th, we launched our Unimarc.cl e-commerce platform, and at the same time, we launched our Unimarc app. This is an important milestone in our omnichannel strategy as we provide customers with an attractive and convenient alternative for their grocery shopping needs. When we launched, we had coverage in 37 municipalities in the Santiago Metro region of Chile, and we have been gradually expanding our coverage. Today, we serve 42 municipalities in 3 regions, and we plan to reach all 16 regions of Chile by the middle of next year. It has only been about a month and a half since our launch, so it is a bit early to draw many conclusions, but so far performance has been in line with our expectations in terms of the number of orders, as well as site visits and downloads. We've also continued to develop and expand our partnerships with last milers, and today with Rappi and Periocia, we are able to offer online shopping to customers in a growing number of cities, including Iquique, Calama, Antofagasta, Puerto Montt, and Punta Arenas, to name a few, leveraging our large regional store footprint. And we have also continued to grow that footprint with new store openings. Last month, we opened our second Unimarc store of the year. We also had a new OK Market opening in September and a Maxi Ahorro in Peru in August. And we have a few more store openings in the pipeline in December. On slide number 5, with respect to our customer experience initiatives, our promotional activity has returned to pre-pandemic levels in terms of frequency, and we've also had a very positive reaction to our return to certain categories of promotion, such as celebration-focused products, which we had pulled back on during the pandemic. In the third quarter, we continue to see a recovery in customer traffic, with the number of transactions growing between about 20 and 25% compared to 2020. In addition to the growth in the number of transactions, we are seeing a strong recovery in the number of customers, and we associate this with the increase in mobility. Our centrally located stores were hit hard by the restrictions, but now that people are out and about more, customers are coming back. As an example, in September of this year, the number of Unimarc customers was up over 20%. And when we look at the customers we classify as loyal due to the amount that they typically spend with us, the number of those customers was up over 25% compared to September of last year. We still aren't back to pre-pandemic numbers in terms of transactions, but we are happy with the way the trend is going. And also, the average ticket amount remains well above historical levels, despite the fact that people are shopping more frequently. And these more frequent shops are also reflected in our analysis of shopping missions, where we see that stock-up purchases are on the decline, and fill-in purchases once again account for over half of sales at Unimarc, more closely resembling the breakdown before the pandemic. On the next slide, continuing with our customer experience initiatives, we have continued to grow our private label portfolio with new products and brands, On the slide, we have a couple of products from our Amada Masa bakery line and also our newest brand, Nuestra Cocina. On slide number 7, we can see the impact of our operating efficiency initiatives, which include improvements to in-store processes, workforce management systems, and the use of new technology in both our stores and our distribution centers. There's been a clear impact on productivity, as we can see in our sales per full-time equivalent, which have jumped over 20% in the first 9 months of this year versus last year. On slide number 8, getting into the numbers, we have revenue for the first 9 months and the third quarter. Revenue for the first 9 months increased 7.9%, and in the third quarter, 16.4%. This strong growth reflects the recovery in traffic and the continued strong demand, as we discussed on the previous slide. Gross margin was fairly stable for the first 9 months, increasing 10 basis points from 29.7% to 29.8%. In the third quarter, gross margin fell 80 basis points, essentially reflecting the difference in product mix. This is largely related to Chile's national holidays in September, which usually drive sales of certain celebration categories, including meat and drinks. Last year, the pandemic put a damper on those festivities, but this year we had a more normal product mix. Despite the lower gross margin, gross profit for the quarter was up 13.3%. On slide 9, we have a breakdown of revenue performance by format for the first 9 months of 2021 versus 2020. The graph makes it clear that the drivers behind our strong revenue performance have been Unimarc, which grew 9.5% in the accumulated period and 19% in the quarter, Cash and Carry growing 6.6%, and OK Market with an increase of 24.4%. In Peru, revenue was down for the 9 months due to both government-imposed restrictions on supermarket operating hours in the first half of the year and the exchange rate. In the third quarter, restrictions began to be lifted, and customers reacted favorably to commercial initiatives. So we saw a recovery in revenue, which was down 1% in Chilean pesos, but grew 14% in local currency. On slide 10, we have same-store sales, which grew 7.7% in the first 9 months and 16% in the quarter, in line with revenue growth. Performance by format was also very much in line with revenue, with growth across the board in Unimarc, Cash and Carry, and OK Market, and a recovery in the third quarter in Peru. Moving on to slide 11, we have operating expenses for the first 9 months and third quarter, which have remained under control, even falling slightly in the 9 months of September. The operating leverage from our discipline and expenses combined with the top-line growth has resulted in OPEX as a percentage of revenue falling significantly from 22.3% to 20.5% in the 9 months and from 21.5% to 19.5% in the third quarter. In both cases, we are also well below 2019 levels. On slide 12, we have EBITDA, where we once again have strong growth. 35.5% in the first 9 months, and 31.1% in the quarter. And with EBITDA margin expanding 190 basis points to 9.3% for the 9 months, and 110 basis points to 9.8% in the third quarter. These excellent operating results have had a positive impact on the bottom line, as we can see on slide 13, where our net income reached record highs. In the first 9 months, we had an increase of over 4 times, from 9.9 billion pesos in 2020 to 46.7 billion pesos in 2021. This number is even higher than our best ever full year net income. To illustrate this fact, we added a graph on the bottom right comparing full year 2017, 18, 19, and 20 with 9 months for 2021. For the third quarter, net income more than doubled, reaching 22.6 billion pesos. These profitability gains can be seen when we look at our return on equity, which has increased significantly compared to historical levels. During the third quarter, we paid a second interim dividend. We had paid an interim dividend in June, equivalent to 75% of first quarter net income, and now in September, we paid out 75% of second quarter net income. And that's on top of the dividend for 75% of 2020 net income that we had paid in the first half. All told, we have a dividend yield of 8.5% for the year to date. On slide 15, we have our bond covenants, where we continue to have plenty of flexibility, and our numbers continue to improve, with net financial debt to equity down to 0.57 times, and interest coverage up to 4.86 times. On slide 16, we have an updated maturity profile, There aren't any significant changes here in the short term. We basically have revolving bank debt, and we have a very comfortable cash position. We ended the quarter with over 100 billion pesos in cash. In fact, we are at an all-time low in terms of indebtedness, with net financial liabilities to EBITDA reaching 3.82 times. Remember that this number includes all of our financial liabilities, including lease contracts that qualify as financial leases under IFRS 16. We adjust historical numbers to the same accounting standard applying IFRS 16 to all years. The previous low would have been in 2018, and that ratio would have been over 4 times. That's it for our presentation. Thank you very much for listening. And if there are any questions, Arturo will be happy to take them now. Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To join the question queue, you may press star, then one on your telephone keypad. You will hear a tone acknowledging your request. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing any keys. To withdraw your question, please press star, then two. Once again, to join the question queue, please press star, then one now. Our first question comes from Alonso Aramburu of BTG. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the call. I wanted to ask about the expansion strategy, thinking about potentially next year. We're seeing some openings of new stores now. I mean, how should we think about selling area growth for next year, number of stores? Maybe you can give us a little update on that. Thank you.
Good morning, Alonso. Our expansion strategy is very, very important for the next year. It's part of our pillars in growth, organic growth. Our expectation is to open 11 new stores in 2022, including Unimar, Aldi, and OK Market stores. And also in the next year. In addition, our idea is to complete our agreement with the Montserrat case, where we can include additional store in metropolitan region and also in the region fifth. The idea is to include between 30 and 40 additional remodeling with the idea to increase our sales for our new proposition value in Unimar stores, because in the pandemic period we stopped a little bit for the sanitary restrictions, the remodeling plan. Considering the organic growth and also the remodeling plan, the idea is to increase our sales significantly in 2022 and also in the next year.
Okay, great. And do you have a target now that you launched Unimark.cl? Do you have a target for e-commerce penetration? I think it's around 1% today, right?
Yeah, our idea is in 2022 to duplicate this number with Unimark.cl.
Okay. Thank you.
Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. This concludes the question and answer session. I would like to turn the conference back over to Carolyn McKenzie for any closing remarks.
Great. Thank you, everybody. We kept it nice and short today. If you have any other questions, get in touch, and hopefully we'll have you with us next quarter. Bye-bye.
This concludes today's conference call. You may disconnect your lines. Thank you for participating and have a pleasant day.